All of their neshamos should have an aliyah. Okay, yesterday we began by talking a little bit about Halach Ma'anya, which is the basically the first introductory paragraph of Magid. And we mentioned yesterday that Halach Ma'anya has essentially three components. The first is the first statement, Halach Ma'anya, the Achala of Asana B'Yara de Mitzrayim, that this is the bread of the poor man's bread that our forefathers ate when they left Mitzrayim, or in the land of Mitzrayim. Then we have statement number two, Kol dichvin yesev v'yechol, that whoever is hungry should come and eat, Kol dichvin yesev v'yifsach, whoever is needy should come and partake of the Korban Pesach. We spoke about that yesterday, how it's not really much of an invitation because, of course, we've started the Seder already, so it's not much of an invitation, but we suggest yesterday it's more of a statement of fact that this is what we're all about. This is what the Jewish people are all about. This is what B'nai Chorin are all about. We're not just about taking, even though we're free people, but we're about giving what we can do for others, the collective. And then the third statement, Hashata Avdei L'shana Haba B'nai Chorin. And now we're slaves, but next year, Mirtz Hashem, we should be free people in Yerushalayim with the ultimate geula. So one question that I saw a beautiful answer to was, what's the connection between the first two statements? So we discussed the second statement yesterday, the invitation to those who are needy, those who are poor. But what is the connection between the first two? At first, we say, Halach ma'ani di'achalo avasana, this is the poor man's bread. And then we start inviting people. So we talk about matzah, and then we start inviting people. What's the connection between that? So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer Zatzal, the great Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, and the author of Evan Ha'azel, a wonderful set of Sfarim on the Rambam. So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer suggests that perhaps part of the reason why we don't naturally run to help everyone else is because we kind of see ourselves in a different category. We see ourselves in a different light. When there are people, you know, in our category, in our bracket, in our family, in our community, among our friends, and those people are in need, very often we're very quick to help them. We run to help them. What can we give? What can we do? How can we help? When it's somebody that we view in a different category, whether it's a different financial bracket, this person is not in my financial category, whether it's a different social category, whether it's a different religious category. You know, this person is more religious, less religious, to the right, to the left, whatever the case is, but not exactly in my category. So then we're not always so quick to run and help. So says Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, when we begin the Halach Ma'anya by talking about matzah, matzah is the great equalizer. Matzah is one of those things that no matter how rich or how poor you are, you're going to eat the same matzah. Some matzahs are a little thicker, some matzahs are a little thinner, some matzahs have more of a crunch, some matzahs less of a crunch. You know, okay, the ma'aseh, it's the same matzah. It's the same crunchy, crumbly matzah that we're all eating, whether it's a little thicker, a little thinner. You know, it's all the same flour and water, and it's all the same matzah. It's the great equalizer. So once we're all eating this matzah, halach ma'anu di'achalo avasana, once we're all eating this matzah, and it's the great equalizer, and now we're all the same, so now I can look at the Jew to my left. I can look at the Jew to my right, whether he's more upper class than I am, whether he's lower class than I am, whether he's to the right of me, to the left of me, more religious than me, less religious than me. It doesn't really matter because we're all eating the same matzah. So once we're all eating the same matzah, we're all in the same category. Now I look to my left, I look to my right. Kol dichvin yesev v'yechol. What do you need? How can I help you? Are you needy? Are you hungry? You know, how can I be of assistance to you? Once we view ourselves in the same category, then everything changes and we're happy to help and we're happy to lend a hand. So often, you know, this is just an important point when it comes to Achdus in general, but so often when we don't know someone, you know, we view them differently. They look different. They, you know, they're different. Once we get to know them, it's a whole different world. Once we get to know them, we can appreciate them. We can understand them. We can talk to them. It's a whole different world and a whole different set of circumstances. So that, says Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, is what matzah is all about. Matzah is the great equalizer. Everybody eats the same matzah. Once everyone eats the same matzah, we can invite them in. We can offer them something to eat. We can invite them to partake of our Korban Pesach. Whether they're poor, whether they're rich, it doesn't really matter. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, in this Haggadah, brings that he was very, very careful, very meticulous to always answer the door whenever anyone would come to his door. You know, sometimes you have a big Rosh Hashiva and he's learning at home with his Talmidim. Apparently in those days, I guess they learned at home with the Talmidim. And somebody would knock on the door and the Talmidim would say, you know, we'll go get it. And he said, no, I want to get it. And he would always run up and he would always get the door. And finally, one of his Talmidim asked him, you know, why are you so makbet to always get the door? We're happy to get it for you. Let us get the door. If somebody that needs you, we'll get you. If not, you know, then you don't have to be bothered with it. Why do you always run to get the door? So he explained that he always runs to get the door. Why? Because maybe there's an ani there. Maybe there's a poor person who's asking for tzedakah. So why does he have to get it? How come he can't? He could send the $5, the $10, whatever it is. He could send it with his student to give the money. So you might think, well, he wants to do the mitzvah himself. Mitzvah bo yosef v'bishlucho. He wants to do the mitzvah himself and not through an agent. That's a beautiful thing. But he said no. He said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person that comes to the door and he's an ani, he's poor. And he's collecting for whatever need that he's collecting. Why is he poor? And why am I not poor? I mean, Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer wasn't wealthy, but you know, Baruch Hashem, he had what he needed. So how come this person is impoverished and I'm not? It has nothing to do with intelligence. It's not because I'm smart and he's not as smart. It's not because I have certain kochos that he doesn't have. The reason why he's poor is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Torah, he decreed in the Torah, lo yechdal av yon mikarev haaretz. There's always going to be poor people in the world. So there's always going to be poor people in the world. Right now, this person is acting as he's the poor person. And Baruch Hashem, that saves me that I don't have to be the poor person. But if he's not the poor person, it might be me. So he viewed himself, Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer viewed himself on the same level as all of the poor people. Whether I'm poor, whether I'm rich, I'm the same. It doesn't really matter because he could be poor today, I could be poor tomorrow. Lo yechdal avyon mikarev haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises there's always going to be poor people, there's always going to be rich people. That's the way society functions. That's the way the world runs. And therefore, he viewed himself on the same playing field. Halach ma'anyu. Once we view ourselves on the same playing field, then we run to help others. Then we want to get the door because we almost, it's a, you know, like Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer said, I almost have a karas hatov to the person. Baruch Hashem, he's filling this role that I don't have to fill, and I can fill a different role. But I think that's such an important idea, you know, to equalize ourselves, to think of ourselves as just the same as everyone else, whether poor, whether rich, whether right, whether left, whether a little bit more religious, a little bit less religious, whatever the case is, we're all the same. If we're all the same, let's run to help. Let's run to help every Jew, no matter what they look like, no matter what social category they're in, it doesn't really matter. Okay. Another beautiful idea on Halach Manya I saw was discussing not the connection between the first and the second statement, but what's the connection between the second and the third statement? So the second statement we make is that we invite everyone in, right? Kol dichvin yesev yechol, everyone come and eat. I'm sorry. This is asking the connection between the first and the third, right? Halach ma'anya, this is the bread of affliction that we ate in Mitzrayim, and now all of a sudden we're saying hashata avdei l'shana haba b'nei chorin. That now we're slaves, and next year, Mitz Hashem, we're going to be free people. What's the connection? So Rav Moshe Feinstein explained, based on the pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Eicha says, "Golsa Yehuda me'oni." That literally that means that Yehuda, which here is a reference to the Jewish people, like Yehudim, Yehuda went into Golus, went into exile because of poverty. It's a strange statement. What does that mean? What is the Megillah trying to tell us? Yehuda me'oni. Yehuda went into Golus because of exile, because of poverty. Excuse me. So the Medrash on that pasuk, the Medrash explains that what it means is that they weren't careful with lechem oni. Golsa Yehuda me'oni means they weren't careful with lechem oni. They weren't careful with the bread of the poor man. What's that? That's the matzah. So still, that's a little bit perplexing. Right, Yehuda went into Golus. That means Klal Yisrael went into Golus from Eretz Yisrael. We lost our share in Eretz Yisrael because we weren't careful about matzah. We weren't careful about eating matzah. What does that mean? So, and furthermore, the Gemara tells us other reasons why we went into Golus. The Gemara tells us we went into Golus because of the three cardinal sins. Avodah Zarah, Shvichus Damim, Giloy Arayos. That's why we went into Golus. We didn't go into Golus because of some lack of commitment to the mitzvah of matzah. What is that supposed to mean? So Rav Moshe suggests in a very novel way that if you look in the Sifrei Chassidus and the Sifrei Kabbalah, chametz is always associated with the Yetzer Hara. Why? Because chametz is the fermenting agent. It's the yeast, the leaven, the fermenting agent. You add a little bit to the dough, and boom, the dough blows up. the dough gets much bigger, a little bit, and it can totally change the course of how this dough grows. And so too, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, well, when it comes to, I'm sorry, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is a small little inclination that's in our mind, and that tells us, you know, maybe do this, maybe do that, maybe don't do this, maybe don't do that. Right? A small little inclination that kind of plants itself right in the right in the mind of a person, and then runs with it, and then all of a sudden it affects the person, blows up, it affects the way that this person grows, and the way that this person develops, and the way that this person thinks and acts. So if that's the case, says Rav Moshe, that perhaps what the Medrash means, that Klal Yisrael went into Galus, Galus Yehuda, Klal Yisrael went into Galus, may only, because they weren't careful about the Lechem only, they weren't careful about Matzah, that means that they were involved too much in Chametz. That means they were involved too much in the Yetzer Hara. As we know, the root of all the sins, especially the three cardinal sins, Kivan Rai Shvichus Damim and Avodah Zarah, is the Yetzer Hara. He explains based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that Takina Ve'ataiva Ve'alkavod Motzina Sa'adam Min Ha'olam, that jealousy, kina, taiva, which is lust, and kavod, the desire for honor, those are the things that cause a person to lose their share in this world. Meaning those are the areas where the Yetzer Hara gets us, and he causes us to sin and makes us lose you know, everything that we have in this world. He actually relates these three attributes in the Mishnah and Avos to the three cardinal sins. He says kina is really the source of shvichus damim. When a person kills out of anger, it's really because of jealousy. Very often when a person murders, it's because they're jealous of that person. They're angry at the person, and they're jealous of that person. Taiva is obviously giloy arayos, right? When a person feels lust, they might involve themselves in immorality and illicit relations. And then he explains that kavod is related to avodah zarah. Why? Because if we're doing things wrong, so we feel dishonored. We feel a lack of honor. And the only way that a person who's doing things wrong and doing averos can get honor and can restore their honor is by doing avodah zarah, rejecting Hashem, doing avodah zarah, and therefore justifying all of their actions. So he connects these three elements in the Mishnah and Avos with the three cardinal sins. But be it as it may, the point is that the more we're involved in our yetzer hara, the more we're not committed to the lechem oni, meaning we're not committed to the matzah. The more we're involved in the yetzer hara, the more we're going to be involved in these sins, and that's what caused us to go into exile, that's what caused us to go into galus, because of our lack of care with the Yetzer Hara. And by the way, this is the source of what we spoke about in the Halacha Shir of the righteous women, the Nashim Tzidkonios, who the Rishami says were crazy to get rid of every little speck of chametz in their homes. And still to this day, especially in the more Hasidic community and the communities that are more dedicated to the teachings of Kabbalah and to the thought of Kabbalah. So the chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. They don't want to have any part of it. They don't want any chametz in their home, even little specks, even little crumbs. We want to get all the chametz out. That's why they might clean the toys in the dishwasher and all these chumras that we said are really just chumras and not necessary according to the halacha, because to them, the chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, and they're trying to get it out. They're trying to get rid of it no matter what. Okay, it's 3:31, so we'll stop here for today. Those are the thoughts about Halach Ma'anyan. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with some thoughts about the Manishtana, perhaps the most famous part of Magid.